This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Ag Wired, and I am here with Bill Nutt, who's the chair of the Emerging Cattle Health Research at Issues Working Group. Bill, how are you?
Doing very well, thank you.
Well, Bill, we were just talking about how you're from Georgia and you have your cattle operation in Georgia. You know, just out of curiosity, with all the drought issues they're having in the South and some of the economic issues, has that affected your business pretty significantly?
Absolutely. It hits us pretty hard. We've had spotty drought, spotty meaning some parts of the state it's worse than other parts. Our particular area has had a little bit less of an impact, so that means we're just in a bad drought, not the worst drought. But the impact is there. It causes us to keep our herds low. It runs up our cost of operation. It's not only drought, but last year was an extremely cold winter, which meant that my herd consumed probably 50% more hay during the winter than they normally would. But that's just the varies of weather.
Now, Bill, to lead this into the topic of health, I would assume that these issues also affect the health of your cattle. So what are some of the things that maybe you discussed today or issues that sort of tie into some of the issues with drought?
Well, most of the issues today aren't really driven by drought, except that the herds all over the country are at the lowest level they've been since maybe the 1940s. And we're keep looking for an expansion of the herd. Not many of us are willing to stick our neck out and expand our beef herds in the face of continuing uncertainty about drought and fuel prices and all of the other things that have been occupying the attention of everybody in the country and in the world, perhaps in the last few weeks in Washington. So the uncertainty is a big factor, and we will continue to try to position ourselves to move forward, expand the herds as quickly as possible, and go forward in there. In terms of the subjects discussed today, we discussed a couple of disease areas that are of current concern and emerging concern, and that's kind of the focus of our committee. We're not prognosticators, but we try to look ahead and see, what are we seeing now that we didn't see in the past? And let's get it out on the table so that our members of the committee and also all of the producers that look at what we're doing and depend on us to sort of keep our eyes open and get some heads up into that. Sometimes we spin off a subject for an additional working group to really concentrate on it. We did that earlier today with an animal disease called BVD. We spent most of a good bit of our discussion today in our meeting on the subject of trichomoniasis, trichomonosis, or whatever. And we had some very good discussions to help us focus in on that, on what we do about it, and why this is a disease that has been around for a long, long time, but it hasn't been a big problem in general until recent years, when it started coming out and causing us problems in many states. Texas has had a problem that they have dealt with very, very well. They have a great amount of data they've developed, and they got pretty good information in there. In the state of Georgia, we've just encountered a problem big enough that we have a pending regulation that will control trick testing for bulls coming into the state. And that this information kind of we got today will be helpful in finalizing that rule in there. And that's kind of the role of this committee, to look at what's coming, try to help focus attention, see where the information is, collect it, get all the expertise that's out there identified so that those folks that need it can take advantage of it. And then as we move forward, hopefully it'll work itself out.
So talked about some of the things you're doing to address these issues here with the last question. So for producers who aren't here but are dealing with this, then NCBA becomes this great resource, correct, for them to go in and get information, potentially look at treatments, you know, data, that type of thing, correct?
Yes, that's true. Within our structure, we take great pains to circulate to our members and make available to them information about many of these issues and all of these issues that have a bearing on their operation. We try to disseminate information and to alert producers and sort of give them a heads up and enough information to energize them to step up and face up to something new. Some of these new things that, even though they may have been around a while, if it hasn't been a problem recently, if all of a sudden you come up with a bull that infects your cows such that they cannot deliver live calves, you've got a real near-term problem in it, particularly in an environment where you're looking to prepare to expand the herd.
Right. Now, what's next for your committee? You mentioned you're going to have a spinoff committee. So does everybody go home, and then are you going to reconvene, or are you just going to try to keep things moving forward via email and that type of thing?
We'll do two things. This meeting today, these two meetings were working groups of the Animal Health and Well-Being Committee, which will have its official meeting tomorrow. At that meeting, we'll have probably different people in attendance, more people in attendance. We will report on the activities of the subcommittees, the working groups, and we will set policy directions and we will plan for the future as we go forward in that. In the meantime, these working groups will continue working. You spend more time working in conference calls and emails and whatever between these formal meetings in there. We try to circulate what we're doing and who's doing it in order to sort of encourage our members to number one, note what's going on, and number two, if they have an interest, come and join us. And, you know, more heads are better than fewer when you're trying to understand the problem, and we get better perspectives that way.
Great. Well, thanks, Bill.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, and eat more beef.